Hey, this is Martin Patella for our Life Enthusiast podcast. And with me today, Dr. Howard Walsdorf, Doctor of Chiropractic, if I may say so. And exactly. Welcome to Life Enthusiast.
Thank you, Martin. I appreciate being with you.
Yeah, I so appreciate people like you who have taken to treating people as individuals as opposed to as their numbers. You know the story, right? The mainstream people. The mainstream medical people, they treat everyone as the lab test. They focus on the illness and not on the person.
Exactly. And
I reckon that you take it differently, right?
I would say I do. You know, every patient of mine, every person that I try to help, I try to see them as a unique balance of what we'll talk about shortly, I guess, are these principles. The body, our mind, our spirit makes us whole through and healthy optimally with. So that's my approach to everybody. They're a unique balance.
I really appreciate that you are actually trying to help people beyond what you can touch in the office, right? In chiropractic, you usually have to see the person right there and put your hands on them, but you have stepped well beyond that now.
I would say so. You know, most of my patients I do see here. I do some, you know, online type of things as well. And I have things that I can send to people or that even in the office they'll fill out that help me to understand their unique way of balancing these principles. But I do in my office do a lot of testing with what I call what's been called applied kinesiology, muscle testing, where I can kind of challenge out the strengths and the weaknesses that people have in these, what I like to call these primal, cardinal, cosmos-spanning principles that each of us have.
Well, here online, we are trying to help people with whatever they can do without having to go into your office, right?
Fair enough. Yeah. And that's why I encourage people to you know, understand. I wrote a book and the like, and I have a YouTube channel and a platform on Patreon and da-di-da.
Okay.
So I encourage people to figure it out. You know, I'm here to kind of give them the code, if you will, to figure out how to take what I give them, knowledge base, what they learn, what I kind of present to them that as their weak spot, perhaps, and find ways of you know, giving themselves more resilience through how they, you know, walk, how they what they eat, you know, their normal activities of their routine. All those things build, you know, that balance of who they are. And
Yeah, well, so people can find you on the website, fourelementdoctor.com, right?
Exactly, yes.
So that's spelled out, F-O-U-R, element, and doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R. So no abbreviation.
I think they could even put in four and they'll get there. You know, there's ways that, you know, try to cover all bases. They'll you know, land into four-element doctor.
Okay. Well, I was quite impressed with you essentially teaching people in a quick way how to understand the elements. But I'm surprised that in the traditional Chinese, we have five elements. You just cut it down to four. What's up with that?
What's up with that? I love the question. And what I'd like to say is to start off with is four came before five. So, you know, I took acupuncture courses in chiropractic college, and I learned about the five elements. Before I took that course, I got turned on to the four elements. I went to school, undergrad school at New York State College of Environmental Science and Forestry. So I was a natural oriented guy. And so I was there when I was at school there, I took a course in astrology, which is very four element based. So, you know, whether you're, you know, a skeptical person or whatever, what I discovered was this fire, air, water, and earth of the astrology really spoke to me. You know, I was a natural scientist kind of guy. I enjoyed nature, and somehow this fire, air, water, earth really got underneath my skin. And I haven't, you know, I'm still 50 years later. Here I am. I'm still talking about it. I'm still researching. I'm still applying it in my practice. So my point would be, I took acupuncture courses, and I tried to make sense of, you know, they have the five elements, and they have wood and metal, as you mentioned there, and they don't have air. So what I've kind of figured out in my way, my frame of reference is The foremost came first. Fire, and there's an order that I don't know if we're going to get to in any big
Well,
way, but
let's do that.
it's fire, air, water, and earth. The sun of nature is the fire element, right? And earth under our feet, terra firma would be earth, and air is lighter than water. So it's that. I like to say, if you want to remember, I do encourage strongly for people out there who are listening to kind of remember that order: fire, air, water, and earth. And the way to remember it is the way somebody from Boston might say four, four. So the four elements is fire, air, water, and that E of four is silent. So that's the order to always keep in mind, that the four elements. Anyhow, wood, as I see it, is the fifth element. And so what I came to realize is that when you fracture the oneness into four parts, you get the four elements. And when you fracture it into five parts, you get the five elements. And so the Chinese broke that oneness into five parts. And they sacrificed air, in my opinion, to bring in wood.
Yes.
And because of that, there's an imbalance of sorts, because that there's five, and this air is missing. It's kind of partially taken care of by wood. And you threw kind of this imbalance in it. So I actually believe that metal is actually the sixth principle. And that so you have wood as the fifth principle that kind of takes over air, and then you have metal that kind of counteracts that. So metal actually has more air in it, in my opinion. And if I can go one more step, what I believe is that wood is fire, primary polarity combining with water. So fire and water come together and create wood, and metal and air come, I'm sorry, earth and air come together and create metal. So think of metal as the sword. That's, that metal sword that is oftentimes used in that tradition. And so, a sword has that earthy physicality, but it's thinned out in space and air. So that's, in my opinion, that's the metal principle.
Well, in a way, it's nicer to have only four rather than five to mess with. And it's quite logical, right? Like I can count to four, I can count to five and try to conceptualize what I'm trying to do. But what I think is what's wonderful about what you're doing is that you're giving people a guideline or a concept that they can actually directly apply in life,
Yes, I like to think of it that way.
which is what I would like you to at least hint at. Yes, we want people to go ahead and buy your book, but try and explain it. Why do they need to do that?
Well, because in today's world, I see a lot of patients who are stressed out. I see students. I'm in the university, Syracuse University community here, so I see a lot of young people, and they're anxious. I've been here for 40 years, and I've seen them kind of degrade in a sense. This, the young people, and they're anxious. They have worse posture because of their the texting, and that we're all a lot of people are getting that way. So I love engaging young people, and they're open-minded more or less. So they've helped me to utilize it with them in ways that older people are not always as eager to change their way. But that said, all my patients seem to appreciate the way I make it practical, by way of, as a chiropractor, can you see how the earth of our body are the bones, right? So kind of earthy bones are solid. Patients usually get that. The bones of the earth are bones of the body of the earth element, that solid part of them. And in the mental frame of reference, it's there need to be practical, mundane. So these four elements kind of show up on all the levels of our body, mind, and spirit, if you will. But let's just stick with the body right now. That patients come in, they've got pain, they're anxious even. So that earth principle kind of gives sturdiness, stability, that need that many people have in this high-tech world. We're moving fast, all that fire of stimulating stuff into our brains through screens and the like. We lack that earth principle, that thing that balances the fieriness of our modern times, if you will. So, for example, so that's why walking is such a valuable thing to do. I'm a very fortunate person. I get to walk to work every day. So it's a mile that I walk every day, and I recommend to people to actually engage the ground a little differently than they might otherwise. So I get right in there with talking about their way of walking,
All right.
and then this holistic paradigm where I don't know if your audience knows what holism is all about, but it's about kind of this with an H. Holism with a W is about the whole thing, whereas holism with an H, in my opinion, is looking at a pattern that repeats. But this holistic paradigm is that patterns repeat on all levels. So this holistic world way of thinking is that this form pattern repeats on all levels of the cosmos, including the
You're
human
talking about
condition.
the fractal nature of the
Exactly.
universe.
Yes, that's another approach to a way of
Right.
diving into the
Right.
holistic. So
Yeah.
my point here really could just finish up on here maybe would be I'd like to tell them that just as all their bones of their body are the earth, I ask them, can you see how the feet have even more of that earth? That they're very bottom of the body, there's more density of bones there. And then I say, well, even within your feet, can you see that the heel has even more of that earth? And so the earth side of the body is that heel side. So every back side of the body, in a very practical way, is where that earth principle is meant to operate. It's meant to, and what does earth do? It gives us sturdiness, it gives us alignment. And all that misalignment comes frequently in our days in that forward part of what we do. So it's always a
Right.
good idea. The practical way is to kind of bring ourselves back. So when you walk, getting back to that, even just a heel strike, focus a little bit more on the heel is a good thing to kind of add that quotient of sturdiness
All right.
into your life. So even if you're walking, just to have a little bit of focus on the back half inch of the heel can channel, if you will, this earth principle into your body. And here it is. I'm a scientist. I believe that all these things are ultimately mumbo jumbo, spiritual mumbo jumbo, I call it in the book, that doesn't have some physicality to it to make it real.
All
That's
right.
my MO. So
So
I'm a
are you
scientist.
essentially trying to teach people how to walk more consciously?
That's just only one important part, as far as Earth is considered into the
Right.
equation. Yeah. And if it's only that, it's a great thing to do. If I could help people just to walk better, I think I've done, a good service to people.
Yeah, a
And
favor.
what's that?
A favor to them. Yeah, they well, once you plant your feet differently, then you will re-interact with the earth differently, right?
The environment and the earth and even your physical body will change. Your posture can change if you use that as a portal, if you will, to do other things. Earth is the foundational element. And once you change something in a walk like heel strike, which would include, perhaps bringing your shoulders back as you walk. What I say is when you walk, as your right heel engages the ground, that your right shoulder would normally go back a little bit, bring it back a little bit, get a little extra muscular robustness, I like to call it, and bring your hip back, maybe even on that side a little bit more. And it starts from there, so you can enter that circuit of walking, and it'll change you, bodily, and I believe it changed you in a mental and even spiritual way if you do it with a certain mindfulness.
Right on. So what we need to recommend is that people actually listen to it while walking, right?
Listen to their body, not so much the podcast or
Well,
something else.
both. All
No,
right.
I'm kidding around. I'm somebody who likes to walk without anything in my ears.
Oh,
But
okay.
whatever gets you outside is always a good thing. But I do say that walking without, engaging something, besides nature, is a good thing to do.
All right, so that probably is the opposite of the head forward tragedy that we're experiencing these days, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It's such a, I think it's one of the most underappreciated things that are affecting us. This night, I have a pet theory that Alzheimer's and brain health is more affected by this head posture coming from things that we're doing than we're all searching for this pill that's going to make it all better, Alzheimer's and all
Right,
that kind of thing.
so take this back a
So
little.
just yeah, I mean that's what people are told to do. But if you're aware of just how to do it by focusing on the heel maybe and just bringing yourself back, it can be a good cue as well as just going like that. But anything that gets you to do that is good.
All right, awesome. So, so this book, what chapters are in there? What all do you cover?
Well, I cover the From a practical perspective, I cover nutrition, for example, a four-element way of looking at nutrition. I believe that these four principles show up in like earth, for example, would show up as protein. I don't want to get weighed down in the weeds for that much, but can you see how the protein builds the physical structure of your body? Sugar would be the fire in the body, like the quick energy of fire. I'm not going to go much deeper than that right now, but what I would say is that what I'd like to say is, and I'm an herbalist as well in my practice, so I use herbal tradition, mostly of Chinese medicine, but because I like their energetics, their five elements and the way that they integrate things with herbs. But anyhow, what was my point there? I believe that nature, it doesn't stop with four, and then it doesn't stop with five or six principles for that matter. What nature does is fracture the oneness, if you will, into all the diversity of this wonderful planet and this planet we're on, which is such a beautiful thing in this solar system and maybe our galaxy for all the best that might be there. We're this unique balance of all these principles, I believe. So my point is that the oneness didn't just stop with four or five or six. Nature has kind of fractured this oneness to create all of life. So the herbalists call it herbal principles, and I believe that food also has these food principles, and we call them vitamins, we call them minerals, the phytochemistries of life. I believe they're all principles on some level. They're all so it's always healthy to bring more of these principles and less counterfeit denatured food, as I like to call them, and more wholesome, life positive biochemistries of life that I like to call principles of nutrition of food. I don't know if that answered your question. But it's a good intro that my book tries to give to, instead of being very specific, like, take this or take this for this illness, this problem, be aware of how to eat healthy to begin with. And to work with a doctor, work with me, whoever who's more naturally oriented to kind of, maybe fine-tune what would be good for your particular health issue. But by and large, to be inspired to see things in a more wholesome way, I think is a good thing. Do nutritionally. So that's one part of my book.
Got it.
Explore
Well,
with
I noticed that one of the chapters you're focusing on the life force or the chi itself, right? Because I think we humans are in dynamic balance with the universe or with the world that we interact. And so it all has to flow. If it doesn't flow,
that things start if it doesn't flow, what happens is your resilience as an individual. That unique way that we're meant to balance these principles in some fashion, and these principles are always balanced one way or another within us. They could be precariously balanced, or they could be elegantly balanced in a healthy way. When we see beauty in the world, on some level, I think that we're seeing them in an elegant, productive, beautiful way, in a balance. When they're not balanced well, things fall apart. They're precarious. We get injured, and we don't recover. Our weak links genetically, constitutionally, whatever, they don't, they fester within us. So we need ways of recalibrating balances. And I don't think, the medical model quite does that. And so with chi, I see chi as this life force that we each have that we're meant to keep strong. And I call chi, you might not see it quite this way, I see chi as the air element of our body. It's the elbow room. I like to tell my patients, think of elbow room. You need muscles
All right.
to give our chi. That's the air element, as it in my system are the muscles of the body that move us through space, which is the air element. But I'm getting a little too complicated, maybe for a brief.
Well, these are the principles. I would like to see some practical bits that we can share with people just so that they can say, oh, look at that. They taught me this, and I'll go get the book so I can learn the rest of it.
Sure, well, I love that. So the what I've done in the book is introduce how you can draw these principles. So as much as I'm into, I've been here for 40 years. I have lots of tools that I've developed in my tool chest, beyond chiropractic, beyond nutrition. I was very much into nutrition, still am, but I like the I've created what I like to call this holistic anatomy and biomechanics model that I use these four elements to understand the anatomy and the functionality of the somatic nature. I believe that we're all on a somatic journey, a bodily journey, with our own particular body. And I've created this four element yoga that I'm quite proud of. One day I hope to, get it out there a little bit more. But my four element yoga works with this concept of drawing in these forces as we move, not just walking, exercising, doing yoga, and things on that order. So as far as a practical thing I'd like to just mention is the way you use your muscles are your way that you draw chi into yourself. At least that's what I believe in a certain way. You can tap into the power of this air element of chi, if you will, by healthy eating and healthy other things. But I believe that how we use our physical body and the musculature that we channel into ourselves or through our activities give us that elbow room, that muscular robustness in each of the regions of the body. So I'm into the chakras, for example. But each of these regions of the body are meant to have these muscles working in that vertical level. And that increases the chi and the well-being of each of those seven regions of the body. So that's in the book too, to find, practical ways of applying it to themselves. So for example, if you had neck issues, you might want to, do something where you're going like this, having your hands at the so just kind of bring yourself back. You might want to draw that water principle in by kind of, going back and forth like that. You learn that the x-axis is the axis that water works within. Water principle is about blood and nourishing tides that work within this x-axis, if you will. Every level of your body needs, depends upon not just the blood 120 over 80, but the local cellular level. It's like, maybe 10 millimeters of pressure and movement. That's why walking is so healthy. It pumps vitality, nourishment into the cells, that right, left. So when you do form yoga and you do something that's right, left, it kind of stirs up, vitality there. So that's just an example of, I'd love, people out there who are watching to start paying attention to just the way they, might create rhythms of motion in a weak area of their body. Walk with a little bit more finesse of right, left, things like that, or just tidal forces of nutrition locally. Think when I love to say when the sun is shining, feel the power of the fire element. In Syracuse where I am, it's 40 degrees out today, or maybe lower than that. And but the sun was shining, the blue skies are there, and there's something about taking in these elemental principles, if you will, and that when the sun shines and it's cold out, you kind of can feel this fire element stirring up your spirit. Have you ever experienced that?
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
What I hear you tell is that our urban living and our, especially the students who are essentially pushed towards sticking their heads in screens and sucking in information that way would do themselves a favor by stepping outside and enjoying the elements, even if it's
Well, even well,
even
I
if
do
it's negative.
a lot of them walk. I tell them, one day you're gonna. I hope you one day you remember me telling you, 10 years from now that when you were walking as a student to campus and around campus, that was the healthiest part of your life. And I hope you continue walking because it is probably the healthiest thing you can do is to walk and remember this. So I try to make a an impression upon them. And I tell my patients who come and, before you get into your car, maybe walk around the block once to just kind of, recalibrate your body after an adjustment or, talking to me about health and all,
Indeed.
process things.
Yeah, get the flow happening again.
Yeah. Like
Yeah.
life is movement, movement is life, I tell them.
Yes.
And, in this day and age, it's hard to be motivated to get movement. We've become addicted to being entertained in a sedentary way or working in a sedentary way. There's not a need for us to walk from here or there. And I tell my patients, if you don't have If you're not walking now, get a dog, and don't just chain them up in the backyard, but get out there and walk them every day.
Right on. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's a good motivator.
I'd like to think so.
No.
Yeah.
All right. So on balance,
Yeah.
so we here I actually when I went to your website, the Four Element Doctor, it actually popped up an invitation to participate in some testing of an application.
Right. I have a phone app that my team is developing, and one day I hope it's it should have been done like 2 months ago, to be honest with you, Martin. Maybe even 6 months ago, but everything good takes time, and I'm hoping that it's going to get done. But it's a what's, I like to call it a what is it called? The Holistic Life Balance Plus Cool Journal app.
Okay.
So what I've done there is I've divided the four elements into, or I've divided the activities of one's life into seeing how each of these principles have, I've given them eight activities that each of
All
these
right.
four elements can be involved in. And so, each one is a screen, four screens, each with these eight activities that you kind of say, oh, I did this today, I did that today. They get points for it. They're rewarded, with something that we will give them,
All right.
and the goal is to build. I like to say a great life is built upon good routines. Good activities build a good
All
routine.
right.
So it's not always easy to build a routines, and to there's a whole industry about having good habits and a routine and
Right.
that kind of thing. And it is a struggle from I deal with patients trying to motivate them, and it's not easy.
Okay. So this app is a tool to help us remember and tick off the boxes of, oh yes,
And
I
get
have
rewarded for it,
today.
yeah. And hopefully, and to help people to see these four elements, the way they play out in their lives. And I do strongly believe that the four elements, here I'm being maybe a little bold, but I think that the four elements are kind of the antidote. I like to say that in the book, I say that they're the antidote to the imbalance of our time. I don't it, of our times. And let me just add this, if I could. I don't know how much time we have yet, but. You have modernity, and you have, I like to say, modernity and nature, like, or technology and nature, and they're like the primitive pole and the modern pole, and the modern pole is technology, and the primitive pole is nature, and we're all intrigued by technology, the newness that technology does. It offers us, more exciting, interesting life in a way, but nature is the primitive pole that. It's slower, it's subtler, it makes us feel things in a deeper way. And the problem with today is that there's a bigger gulf between the modern and the primitive today than there ever was. There always will be a larger and larger gulf between the primitive and the modern, between nature and technology as it is in our human life, in a generation that we're in. But that span between the two has never grown so exponentially wide. And I believe that's the stress that so many people are feeling, this imbalance between the modern and the primitive. They know that something's out of balance. They know that something is nice about natural and all that kind of stuff. They don't know quite how to, to draw it to their lives, perhaps. But my point here is that the core of nature, the core of this primitive pole, I believe are those four elements. Fire, air, water, and earth. And once you understand what these four principles, elements, forces of nature, energies of life, the more you know them, the more you can create more balance in your life in a practical way, even. And that's what this phone app, in a long
Right.
way, winded way, is here to do, is to kind of bring more balance into our lives.
Yeah. Well, it's in a form, it's an affordable coach. It's somebody who will be there to remind me, have you, whatever, have you done this? Have you done that? All the bits that I should be taking care of. And it's a great reminder because as you started earlier today saying that we find ourselves stuck in the conveniences or
Yes.
doing what we should be doing or staying watching a movie instead of going out to walk the dog, right?
Yes.
That.
Yeah. It ain't easy being a human being these days, but on some level, it's never been easier.
the, you know, I think the conveniences is what is killing us.
Yeah, it's true.
I think life was meant to be challenging. I think we were meant to be pushing against resistance. Because if you stop pushing against resistance, you atrophy. You give up your
Right.
strength by not exercising them.
Exactly. And that's that, that air principle of robustness, the muscular robustness of using our muscles to become more active in the world.
All right. Well, there we have it. Introduction to Dr. Howard Walsdorf and his world of four elements. It's well worth checking out. So
Thank you, Martin. I
go
appreciate it.
to fourelementsdoctor.com and take a look. The book is listed there. The app will probably be presented, and all the principles are there. And if you find
And they could
yourself
also,
in.
I also, like I might have mentioned, I have a Patreon platform.
Yes.
And, for $5 a month, you can join and, get access, to all my videos. Quite a few of them are on YouTube. I recommend my YouTube channel, For the Doctor.
Right.
I'm even on TikTok for that matter, and Instagram. I've got a little
All
team helping me out here.
right.
I'm not a high tech kind of guy, but somebody's got to get out there and do things for the
Sure.
four elements, and I've tried to get people around me to help me out. And I appreciate you, Martin, help me get my message, my mission to be more accomplished. So I do appreciate your
Absolutely.
time as well.
You bet. And if you should find yourself in Syracuse, New York, then you could actually drop in on the office
Yeah,
and get yourself straight.
absolutely.
All
Thank you
right.
very much for that.
Dr. Howard Walsdorf, thank you very much. Thank you for taking your time to help people be more educated.
Thank you, Martin.
This is Martin Petella for Life Enthusiast, and you find me at life-enthusiast.com. Thank you.